All right, bows and bow ties, good morning. So look, I don't believe in potential after about 30 or 32. I don't. I just don't. Now, I'm not talking about the edge cases, right? But I do not believe in this so-called, well, he or she has potential after about 30, 32. That does not mean that people don't have potential after 32. Sorry, I still hear music. But what it means for me is, so let me tell you where I'm coming from. I believe that everybody needs to have some sort of standard for themselves. Now, I've had this conversation before on my channel, and I've talked about this, but this conversation reared its head yesterday. Was it yesterday? Or maybe 2 days ago while I was at work. 2 days ago. It was a short conversation, but we had like a couple of minutes of downtime, and we just started yapping about nothing and everything. And I was basically just, actually, the conversation that was had was, I had circled back to the conversation regarding, is $50 a lot of money? But anyway, but it's all related to potential. And basically, I don't believe in that. It's at least not a standard for me. And I think within our community, excuse me, that's the problem. We give so much leeway. And what I'm saying is, I believe that if your potential to me is something where people are putting into action things to achieve a goal, and there are things that are coming out of that, like you can see the effects of their hard work, their toil, their actions, their decisions, where things are starting to move in that direction, right? So there's a reason why in your 20s and that type of thing, you're putting things into action, like you're doing things to set yourself up so that you can have a firm or solid foundation in your 30s and your 40s, rest of your life. That's when you work hard to set that foundation. So, you know, there's a lot of people like, oh, well, what if he has potential? I'm like, well, how old is he? How old is he? Are we talking about? Are you talking about somebody who's 40? No, there's no potential. But yes, he could be the exception to every rule. Congratulations. But if he hadn't gotten it together by that point in time, then I'm like, he's not going to. Will he find a job per se? Perhaps. Maybe, maybe not. But as far as, you know, making it big or whatever it is that you're expecting. So a lot of people might want to circle back to say somebody like Samuel Jackson or something. He made it big in Hollywood later. Well, there's reasons why. Hollywood is difficult. He's a black man, so maybe the selection of material for him might have been limited. Whatever. It could just be he's just an edge case. But most people aren't going to make it big at 40 or whatever it is, right? So for those people who had their come up late, well, that's that situation, right? But generally speaking, when you start talking about potential, usually you'll see people doing things in order to achieve some sort of goal. So I liken it to maybe a doctor or surgeon or something like that. Well, we know this is kind of like an edge case, right? They take a lot of time perfecting their craft, right? They go through a lot of schooling, they have a lot of residencies and training, right? Well, this is the actions they are taking, right? So I can see if that person, you can see them actualize their goals and dreams in their 30s, right? Because that takes years of schooling, years of residencies and that type of thing. So when I see somebody like that per se, I can understand maybe, you know, them really starting to actualize everything a little bit later than everybody. Well, that's their process, right? So that kind of makes sense, right? They're putting in the work. They are going to their schools. They're doing their residencies. They're studying. they're doing all these things. You notice that, like, a lot of times, like, when you're looking at doctors or whatever, they have to move across the country sometimes, depending on where the opening is, where they can do their residency, right? And so in those instances, when you see them doing those things, they're not making a lot of money, but they're doing the work. So that makes sense. Like, so, but I'm talking, well, the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, most people aren't studying to be doctors or surgeons or anything like that, right? Those are edge cases. That's why I like to chop off the ends of edge cases, meaning on both sides of the spectrum. Most people aren't doing that. So when I see somebody, let's say he's 30, 35, and they're like, but, you know, but he's got potential. Now, if he was going to do it, he would have been doing it. And if he's doing it now, that's great. But at this point, if you're 35, the way I would look at it is, if you're talking to somebody who's 35 years old, I'm like, what are you doing right now while you're trying to chase this other thing? Because at this point, that other thing is nothing more than a hobby until it comes to fruition. I'm just saying. But the thing that kills me is, like, we don't want to name it. I feel like we need to start naming it. We need to start, you know, saying these are the requirements for me. So if you can't meet these requirements, that's okay. And it doesn't mean that you're shooting for, like, the millionaire. If that is a requirement for you, then fine, shoot the millionaire. It just means that, you know, you're gonna have less to choose from. And there's something that comes with that too. But I feel like we have to start being honest about potential. Now, I know I'm not in a dating game in a while, but I was very specific. I was like, no, no, no. Y'all know the story I told you about when I dated the security guard guy. Well, we went on a date, I would say. Never again. You know, I just feel like we have to stop. We got to name it. We got to say, look, these are the requirements for me. Sorry about that. One of my alarms went off. So the way I look at it is this. Potential means there are people who are doing things. Like, I think about, like, energy or whatever, right? Like, you're storing something. You're putting something in place. You're building this foundation so that when it's time to go, when it's time to fly, you can soar. So when I see young men and young women working hard and hustling or whatever in their 20s, I'm like, yeah, they have potential. The ones that are in their 20s and they're working hard and they're learning their craft, and I'm not saying that they can't make mistakes, let's be realistic, but they're trying, right? And they're getting it together, and maybe it's not swift, but they're in their 20s and they're putting in the work. They're doing things, they're laying that foundation. That, to me, is the potential. But if you're 33 years old and you're still like, hey, you know, no. You're silly. At this point, you're silly. This is shenanigans. No. So I'm like, you're not going to waste my time. Because that's what you do in your 20s. And you learn from your mistakes in your 20s. And then in your 30s, you should be starting to fly. I'm just saying. You make your mistakes in your 20s. Well, you're going to make mistakes throughout your life. And what I'm saying is, you lay your foundation too. I think what we have to do in this community is that we have to start having these requirements. We've got to start saying, no, that's okay. Thank you very much. Well, you continue doing what you're doing. You know, this is not what I want for me. Be serious about it. Because, see, when you start placing requirements, or you have requirements for yourself, so you could tell I'm an engineer, right? Because we say things like requirements. But it's true. These are the things that are necessary in order to perform a job, right? So when you have requirements for yourself, just saying, like, you have requirements for someone that, like, if you can't meet these qualities, if you can't meet this criteria, then it's not going to work. I mean, it works for men too. But see, what happens is everybody gets stuck on this thing called potential. I'm like, I don't believe in that. potential at 33. Oh my gosh. Like, if you don't have your act together, don't, no, absolutely not. Like I said, potential is the thing when you are actually taking actions. It's not just like, oh, he could be or she could be. No, you are actively doing things, actively setting things, putting things in place, setting a foundation. That's what your 20s are for. If you are 33 years old and you are still talking about, well, I'm trying to get myself, you're not that. No, I don't believe in this trying. I believe in doing. Doing. All right. This was a short one today. I mean, I could have gone in, but I think people get the gist, right? Because I know people are going to want to come up with all of these examples. I'm like, if you got to come up with examples, then you're just proving a fool to me, because now you're trying to go with all these, like, edge cases. I don't believe in that. And we need to start holding ourselves to a standard. I don't need to hold anybody accountable. I just need to have standards for myself, right? Everybody has to have standards for themselves. I know I had them when I was younger. There were things that I wanted. I don't think they were unreasonable. But there were things that I wanted. There was a standard that I needed, that somebody needed to make. I can't speak. Meet the standard. I feel like if people, grassroots, start taking care of themselves, having certain standards for themselves, doing certain things, what happens is everyone around them, overall, you start to change things over a generation, that will change things. The collective will raise itself. This whole potential, like, I'm so glad that I'm not 25, because the shenanigans going on out here, I'm like, oh my gosh, y'all don't know what you want to do, who you want to be, what pronouns you want to use, and love is love. I'm like, is it? All right.